Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply sweet talk. Now, my friends, we're all familiar with the sweet talk conversation. I know that you had a significant other at some point in your life, if not right now, and they know how to get to you by saying some words that will resonate with you like no other words. Everyone has executed sweet talk at some point in a romantic relationship. You may have words that you use for your significant other like honey bunch or turtle dove or sweetie pie or cutie. Whatever you use is something that you know that you can say to change a person's attitude at a particular point in time. Well, sweet talk also has a relevance in the business world because this is a language that business understands. It's a language that's understood by new team members and clients alike. And if we're going to excel and advance like never before, we must master the art of business sweet talk. Yes, my friends and neighbors, now obviously it's fundamentally different from romantic sweet talk. The business sweet talk doesn't include terms of endearment like cutie pie, honey bun, sugar, none of that. On the contrary, these are the words and phrases, these sentences and paragraphs that resonate with people who are wanting and considering doing business with you. Let's talk about what they are. Obviously, you knew there was going to be an acronym in here somewhere, the SWEET acronym. 5 key components to remember when you're communicating with new team members or new clients. First, that S stands for support. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the sweet talk in business begins with support. If you're recruiting a new team member, somebody wants to join your organization, somebody wants to come and work with your company, then they're going to want to ask the question, how will I be helped? Who will be available to take care of me when I need assistance? Don't wait for them to say that, my friends. Show them and communicate the support that comes from being a part of a team or an infrastructure that you've put together. If you've ever gone to buy a new car, if it was a good salesperson, they not only showed you the car and the showroom and all those types of things, they took you to the service department. They wanted you to see that if you ever had a problem with that automobile, you can take it to a particular place inside the dealership and they would take care of you. He might even say, well, Mr. Johnson, we're going to give you a loaner car when you bring your vehicle in just to make sure you're not inconvenienced in any way. Yes, they wanted to have that sweet talk conversation with you because they realize that that conversation begins with support. My friends, also that W in our sweet talk when it comes to business, that W stands for why. You know, we have a misconception about the why conversation because if it's someone that's joining your team, oftentimes you hear that old phrase, well, we want to know what's your why. That's sales talk, not sweet talk. See, what's your why centers around the individual, but not why you chose them. Have you ever been in a relationship or a budding relationship, as it were, and you were in the sweet talk process and you may have even asked a question, well, out of all the people that you could have talked to, why did you talk to me, right? Well, sometimes people have that mentality. They want to know why them. If you're wanting someone to join your team, then you need to know why you have an interest in making them successful. Why them? Why out of all the people you could have picked out, why did you pick out them? With products and services, the same thing holds true. A salesperson at a car dealership wants to explain why he feels like a particular vehicle is right for a particular customer. By the same token, you want to have the why conversation. See, in corporate America, this question is answered during the application and interview phase. They're going to narrow down, based on the responses, who they're going to select. So that person's self-esteem is already boosted because they feel like they've overcome obstacles and they've stood out from the crowd. Why is a person that you want to connect with standing out from the crowd? Can any and everybody join your team? Or are you selective about the people and who have access to you and your products and services? Yes, my friends and neighbors, there should always be a why. I was in the shopping mall one day and I had my suit and tie on, and this guy was at a booth in the mall, this other young lady with him, and they spotted me walking and they said, "Excuse me, sir, you look like the kind of guy who is serious about his appearance. I like the suit. I like the shoes. We love to show you this hand cream specially designed for men who care about how they look." Well, now watch. These people picked me out of a crowd. They said, "This is the guy that we think would be perfect for our product and services." So can you answer the why me question when asked to you based on a client or a team member? My friends, I tell you that that's the sweet talk, is when we can explain why them. That E in our sweet acronym simply reminds us of the importance of envisioning. Yes, my friends, envisioning. This is how you see the people developing with you long term. This is when you lay out expectations of where you think this can go, and when you're talking futuristically, when you're saying to them, "Can you imagine if you stay on this path for 2 years, for 5 years, where this can go?" Financial advisors are great at this, because if they want to sell you on an annuity or an investment, then they spend the envisioning conversation. Imagine if you set aside X amount of dollars over X amount of time and it brought X amount of resources and interest to you, then you would generate Y, and imagine what you can do with that. They're having the futuristic conversation. Are you communicating with your people not about where they are, but where you expect they can go? Are you talking to them in futuristic terms about if you keep this pace up, not for 1 week, not for 1 month? Remember, sweet talk is never temporary. The serious sweet talk is the talk of wedding bells. It's the talk of last names changing and babies being born. You know, the futuristic talk. The same thing, my friends and neighbors, holds true in business. You've got to envision certain aspects for your people that make them understand it's a long race, not a short one. Then the other E says, I have to be committed to encouragement. It's never you can do it. It's always we can do it. See, once someone connects with your team, or once, whether it's a team member or a client, they're never on their own from that point on. If you go buy a car from a dealership, you're still connected to that dealership because you want to still call those people if something goes wrong. Same token, my friend, if a person joins your team, it's always an encouraging conversation, but the encouragement never is about them only. It's always we-centered. It's we can do this. We can make it through it. We're in this together. We started together. We're going to continue together. We're not stopping together. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the sweet talk is the talk that changes business. And finally, I know my time is up, but we've got to outline that T is for tactical. This is when we talk about how to. Yes, my friends and neighbors, if why me was answered early on, we've also got to talk about how to. Nothing is sweeter to a new team member than to know there's a plan in place. If you're talking sweet talk to a friend or something along those lines, a significant other, somebody you like a lot, then it's okay to talk about the wedding bells, but at some point you have to have a plan. So it's all right to have the charts and diagrams about what you think this person can accomplish. But at the end of the day, my friends, there is nothing sweeter than having a plan. Yes, my friends, I hope you enjoyed this training segment. And if you did, I challenge you, grow your life and your business by getting certified with Success Training Institute. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.